Strong, who was an early supporter of the Japanese Garden. And it's just, and thank you to the community, because it's just an incredible opportunity to kind of revive and expand and re-envision a beautiful place. Aye.
Wheeler.
There's so much I could say, but that I will not, Commissioner Saltzman. Thank you, everybody who testified today. I am extremely pleased with this work. I think this is fantastic. And as somebody who's had an arm's-length distance to the work that Commissioner Fritz has been doing and the Parks Bureau has been doing and Emily, that you have been doing, it has been fun to watch this come to fruition. And I think it paints a really brilliant vision for the future of this park. And I want to go back to something that you had said, Mike, a number of months ago on a different topic, which was this is a regional draw. This is a important asset for the entirety of the city of Portland because the breadth of the park and the services and the experiences that one can have here. And I feel like you've been respectful of that reality, that this is really a regional asset. So thank you for that. I appreciate Commissioner Fritz's amendments, and I am very, very happy to support this. And I really look forward to the work that's going to be done based on some of the testimony today around the trains, the transportation plan, figuring out the parking situation, you know, and making sure that it fits with our vision as an age-friendly city. This is all great work, and I think great work begets great work. So I vote aye. The resolution is adopted as amended. Colleagues, I need a quorum to stick around for just a moment. Thank you
for
everybody who is here. Carla, could you read items 259 to 262, please?
259, adopt the Central City 2035 Plan, Volume 2A, Part 3, Environmental and Scenic, amend the Portland Zoning Map and Portland Zoning Codes for Environmental Overlay Zones and Scenic Resource Zones. 260, adopt the Central City Plan 2035 Plan, amend the Comprehensive Plan.
Excuse me. Folks, I'm sorry. This is a really important, it's procedural, but it's important. So if I could ask you to keep your voices down while we're going through this. Thank you.
A comprehensive plan, map, transportation system plan, Willamette Greenway plan, Willamette River Greenway inventory, scenic resources protection plan, zoning map and Title 33, repeal and replace prior Central City plans and documents, 261, adopt the Central City 2035 plan, action charts, performance targets, and urban design diagrams, 262, adopt the Central City 2035 Plan Green Loop Concept Report.
Colleagues, these items 259 to 262, related to the Central City 2035 Plan, originally scheduled for March 15th, are continued to March 22nd at 2 p.m., and therefore they will not be discussed today, March 15th. Does that pass muster with legal counsel?
I believe there are some additional announcements.
I do not have them. Can you provide them to me, please? Thank you. We were scheduled to take up the Central City 2035 plan at this time. However, on March 8th, the City Council decided that they needed more time to analyze several of the amendment items on the table and asked to postpone the discussion. So we're continuing this item to March 22nd, 2018 at 2 p.m. time certain. That's March 22nd, 2018 at 2 p.m. time certain. On March 22nd, we'll discuss the following items. One, the new amendments that were moved, seconded, and the subject of a public hearing on March 7th. That includes the view from the I-84 overpass, the view of Mount Adams from Upper Hall, and how to measure top of bank under structures, amongst other things. Number two, Commissioner Udaly has indicated that she intends to propose a motion for reconsideration of the River Place height and tower orientation amendments that were voted down on March 7th. Since there was public testimony on the River Place amendments on January 18th, there will not be any additional public testimony on that item on March 22nd. Three, On March 22nd, I will introduce amendments related to access and parking on public school sites in the central city. This has come to my attention because Lincoln High School is in the midst of the redevelopment process. If there is a second to my amendment, Council will take public testimony on the amendments that day. Any written testimony on those amendments must be submitted before the close of the public hearing because I intend to ask the Council to vote on that item once testimony closes. Materials for the March 22nd session, including the proposed amendments for public school sites in the Central City, will be posted on the BPS website by close of business on Friday, March 16th, 2018. And I should note that BPS stands for the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. So that will be on their website by close of business on Friday, March 16th, 2018.
Question
from Commissioner
How
Fritz.
Will community members who don't happen to be watching at 5:10 at the end of a parks hearing know about the Lincoln High School amendments in order to be able to send them in if they don't happen to be checking the Bureau's website on a daily basis?
So two things. One, as part of land use hearings, there is an anticipation that people who are following the process would follow each of these hearings, and so the reason we are holding you here after 5 o'clock is to make sure we're continuing it appropriately. It is also my understanding that Bureau of Planning and Sustainability sends out email blasts to their list of people who are interested in the process, and it will be included in either has been or will be, and I apologize, I don't know if it has been yet, but it will be included in their email that goes out to folks.
So, Mayor, as the commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, I would appreciate it if you would have the Bureau send out a an email highlighting the amendment that you're going to be bringing, because otherwise we've been through this whole process. People might feel that there was nothing on the table. They don't need to come to that last discussion. Can you do that, please?
I can do that. And could I please work with legal counsel to make sure that that happens appropriately?
Yes, and I had received a text while you were reading the script from BPS from Sally Edmonds saying, we are also sending out the amendment in an e-news tomorrow. So I'm receiving same-time text that they are, in fact, sending that information.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it's a single-issue email rather than a here's the gamut of things and this might be buried on paragraph 6.
Okay. I suspect Sally is listening right now and
I trust Sally to do the right thing.
We will highlight that. Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. We appreciate it, colleagues. There being no further business, we are adjourned.
Great job. Thanks everybody for staying.
Nice work.